Hashkofa Shia for Parshas Ki Tisa, and our subject today is Shviras HaLuchos, the first set of Luchos that were broken by Moshe Rabbeinu in the aftermath of Chet HaEgel. And this is the sin that left its impact on all generations of Jewish history to come up until Yemos HaMashiach. And what we're talking about is Bittul Harbe Malos Niflos. Imagine the first set of Luchos had some wonderful attributes, singular qualities, skulos, tremendous skulos that were included in the first set of Luchos. And the Psukim say the following, Shmos Lamed Beis, starting with Pasuk Tes Vav, Vayifen Vayered Moshe Min Ahar, Ushnei Luchos Ha'edus B'yado, Luchos K'suvim Mishnei Avrehem, Mizeh U'Mizehem K'suvim, V'aluchos Maisa Elokim Hema, V'amichtav Michtav Elokim Hu Choros Al'aluchos, V'ahi Kasher Korei V'lamachne V'yaras Ha'egel M'cholos V'yichar Af Moshe V'yashlech B'yado V'saluchos V'yishaber Osom Tachas Sehar. What is this description of K'suvim Mishnei Avrehem? Rashi says, Mishnei Avrehem hayu ha'osios nikraos u'maisen nisim hayu. So the great commentary on Rashi, the Mizrahi says, when Rashi says these were maisen nisim, he means the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalid, Omar of Chizda, Mem v'samach shebeluchos b'nes hayu omdim. There was a chakika, there was an engraving of the writing on the luchos that could be seen from both sides, which would mean that the inner part of the letter samach, and the same is true for the letter mem, would be suspended in midair. They couldn't attach themselves to anything if they were to be seen on both sides. And therefore, b'nes hayu omdim b'luchos. This was a great miracle. We're not going to interpret Rashi the way that other Rishonim interpreted Rashi, or the way other Rishonim interpreted the parsha of Luchos K'suvim Mishnei Avrehem, that the Luchos could be read from both sides in a straightforward way, as a matter of miracle. Rashi is talking about not so much the way you read the Luchos. In other words, the Luchos were Nikra B'yosha Gak Mitzad HaPnim, you can only read it in the straight way on one side, but on the other side, the Osios and the letters, not only the letters, but I mean even the words, were Hafuchos, they were upside down. Because when the Gemara says, V'yomer avchizda, k'sav shebeluchos, nikra mibifnim v'nikra mibachutz, Rashi says, there in the sugya in Shabbos Kuf Dalet, v'nikra mibachutz, ha'osios hafuchos, v'ateva hafucha, v'lo lashmeinen ela, shehoya hachakak nokev eskol haluach, u'lefichach, Hoya mem v'samach b'nes. So Rashi's talking about the fact that you could read it from the inside, and on the outside the osios were upside down. Now, in addition to the great miracle of the mem and the samach and the luchos, that they were omdim b'nes, they stood with a great supernatural miracle, the Pasuk describes the unique nature of the first set of Luchos as V'amichtav, Michtav Elokimu, Choros al Luchos. And Chazal say in the Gemara in Erevin Adaf Nundalid, Mai Dichsiv, Choros al Luchos, Bilmole lo nishtabru Luchos harishonos, lo nishtakha Torah miYisrael. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Ein kol umo v'loshon, Sholetes bohen. Shenemar Charus, al tikri charus el cherus. So the greatness of the first set of luchos, had they not been destroyed, would have been that they would guarantee that there would be no shichacha of Torah. Imagine remembering all your Torah. And then an additional comment here of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that no nation of the world could subjugate the Jewish people. In the Medrash Yid Shmos Rabbah, there's a Hosafa that we would not only be B'nei Chorin, Cherus, Mi Umos Ha'olam, but also for the Malach HaMavis. Rabbi Udomer, Al Tikra Cherus, Ela Chorus, Ela Cherus, Menagolios. Rabbi Nechemi Omar, Cherus, Mi Malach HaMavis. Rabbi Oseinu Omrim, Cherus, Min HaYisurim. And this is a reflection of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Hey. The Gemara says, "Lo kiblu Yisrael satora el kadesh lo yehei malach hamoves sholit b'hem." Shenemar pasukin tilim ani amarti Elohim atem uvnei elyon kulchem chibaltem asecha b'cheta egel, means achen ka'adam temusu. As a result of the chabola, the cheta egel, man would die. Now, we'd like to raise the question that's raised here by the Netziv in HaMikdavar. Why did the Pasuk have to reveal to us the great qualities, the unbelievable, miraculous, spectacular qualities of the first set of Luchos, the Ksuv Mishnei Avreyem, Charasal Luchos, when at the end of the day Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the mountain after the Chet HaEgel with these two Luchos, and L'chora, we would have said that the Milos HaGedolos should have been mentioned much earlier. Here we're learning, we're holding in Perek Lamed Beis, almost halfway through the Perek, at the story of the Chet HaEgel, but back on in Perek Lamed Aleph, Vayitein El Moshe Kechaloso L'daber Ito Bar Sinai Shnei Luchos Ha'edus Luchos Havonim Ksuvim B'Yetz Velokim. Maybe that would have been a more appropriate location in the Torah back in the previous chapter when the story of the Luchos, the first set of Luchos is recorded. That would have been an appropriate place to reveal to us the great, unusual, singular qualities of the Luchos. But yet the Torah waits until the story of the breaking of the Luchos. Now, in order to begin to understand this parasha, let's take a look at the Yalkut Yashar, quoted here in the Shvilei Pinchas, in the name of his uncle, and it really dates back to one of the great Hasidic lights, Rabbi Sholem of Kamenka. And in the case of Rabbi Sholem, he quotes the insight of the Arizal and the Shaar HaKavanos to explain the Mesorah of writing a Sefer Torah. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Vayikra El Moshe, and we have a Mesorah that the letter Aleph in the word Vayikra is an Aleph Ze'ira, a small Aleph. And the Arizal explains that at the time of Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha to Elef Oros Kedoshim V'Nisgavim. We'll translate that as 1,000 lights, holy lights, lofty lights. But Bechet HaEgel Nechzeru Mimenu Elef Oros Elu. Out of these 1,000 Oros that Moshe Rabbeinu received at the time of Har Sinai, only one was left. All the 999 were lost. And the remez is this Mesorah of the small Aleph of Vayikra El Moshe, to tell us that from the Aleph, and these are the 1,000 lights that he received at the time of Matan Torah, he only has one little aleph, meaning one out of the thousand. And Reb Shalom explains and embellishes this insight, this chidush of the Arizal, and he says, what are these thousand lights that were taken away from Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of the Chet HaEgel? Quoting the Sifsei Kohen in Parshas Ekev, that Shviras Haluchos, based on what we saw earlier from Rav Chizda, that the Mem V'Samach Shemeluchos B'Nes HaYu Omdim, Ki Chein Zehu Inyan Shviras Haluchos B'Chet HaEgel Posak HaNes HaHu V'Chol HaMemim Stumos V'Samochim Shemeluchos Parchu Min Haluchos. So all the Mem Stumos, those are the closed Mem that look like a rectangle, and all the Samachs, which are round, they just completely flew out of the Luchos. Says Reb Shalom that the Aseres HaDibros have 22 Memim Stumos and 2 Samochim, 2 Samachs. Now, if you take the Gematria of 22 Memim and add to it two Samachs, you arrive, guess what, at the number 1,000. And the arithmetic is pretty simple. 40 is the Gematria of Mem, and it appears in the Luchos 22 times. 22 times 40 is 880. And then 2 Samachs, which is the equivalent of 120, 120 and 100, and 880 is the equivalent of 1,000. And this is the yesod of the 1,000 lights that were at the very beginning given to Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah. These are the Chaf Beis, the 22 Memim Stumos, and the 2 Samachs that were Omeid B'Luchos Rishonos B'Nes as a result of the Chet HaEgel. 999 of them were taken away. They were parchu osios. They flew up to the atmosphere, the stratosphere. And he, Moshe Rabbeinu, was left with one or. Now, based on Reb Shalom, we can begin to understand what the Chachamim revealed to us, Chazal, in the Medrash, regarding the cause for the breaking of the Luchos. And it says in Medrash Rabbah, Shmos Rabbah, that Parchu Aksuv Min HaLuchos Ulekach Shavron, that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos is because the Ksuvim on the Luchos flew out. Shenemar, and this is in Parshas Vaschan, it says, Va'era V'hinei Chatosem La'Shem Elokeichem Ra Moshe, says the Medrash, Shechatu V'shibras HaLuchos. It's a little bit more embellished in the Tanchuma, here in Parshas Kitisa, V'shoshe Nosan La'Kosh Baruch HaLuchos Ha'yusovlin Es Atzmon. The Luchos would carry themselves, Kevin Sheyorad V'karev El HaMachta V'ro'as HaEgel Parach Os HaKsav Me'alehem V'nimsu kveidim al yodav shel Moshe miyad v'yichar af Moshe v'yashlech miyodav. So with the osios that flew out of the ksav, no longer were the luchos able to carry themselves miraculously, and therefore they became very heavy in the hands of Moshe, and Moshe drops the luchos. Now according to Abshalom, we can explain it thusly, that once Moshe was zochah to the 1,000 oros at the time of Matan Torah, as a result of the 22 memin and the 2 samachs, which were omdim b'luchos b'nes, when these letters flew out of the luchos, and Moshe Rabbeinu lost 1,000 oros except for one, is we can understand that when this ness of the Memin Stumos and the Samachim had terminated because of the chait of Klal Yisrael, the luchos now became very heavy, because the Nes element in the luchos was specifically the 22 memin plus the 2 samachs. And after the chait ha'egel, there was no longer a merit for this miracle, to justify this supernatural miracle, and therefore those letters flew out of the luchos. Hence, the luchos became very heavy, and Moshe Rabbeinu lost these oros, the oros that correspond to the 22 memim and to the 2 samachs. And if this be the case, we begin perhaps to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He gave the Torah, He organized the Torah Shebichtav in a way that the milos, the special, unique features of the Luchos Rishonos, would appear not in the original Psukim, but rather here in our Parsha in Lamed Beis, Perek Lamed Beis, before the Shviras HaLuchos. When Moshe Rabbeinu initially received the Luchos up on the Har, and these luchos are described as Vayitein al Moshe kechaloso ledaber ito behar Sinai shnei luchos ha'edus luchos avonim ksuvim b'yetz velokim, that the maila, the special nature, the first set of luchos is described by ksuvim b'yetz velokim, that includes many different milos, many different special features that are supernatural. However, when Moshe comes down from the mountain after the Chet HaEgel, and as a result he breaks the luchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us that the reason why the luchos were broken, meaning the heaviness of the luchos, was a result of the fact that these letters that were Omed B'Nes flew out of the luchos, Parchum and Aluchos, therefore the tablets were too heavy, the stone was too heavy for Moshe to carry, and therefore Vayifen Vayered Moshe min Ahar Ushnei Luchos Ha'edus Biyodo. And as the Orchaim points out, Luchos Ha'edus, what's the element of Edus here, of testimony, because the Mem and the Samach, the Luchos, were Omdim B'Nes, they were Edim Nemanim, they were reliable witnesses that the Luchos were Mais Elokim. Hence Maya Edus, what's the testimony? Luchos Ksuvim Mishnei Avrehem Mizeu Mizeim Ksuvim. It was a Ksav Mefulash, it went from one side to the other, Me'ever Le'ever, in such a way that the Memim and Stumos and the 2 Samachs were Omed B'Luchos B'Nes. That's what the Torah is describing. Now that they're Omed B'Luchos B'Nes, once the people of Israel are guilty of the chait ha'egel, then these osios that are omdos b'nes are parchos, and as a result Moshe Rabbeinu has to drop the luchos, it's too heavy for him. So it means that when it says v'aluchos Maaseh Elokim Heimo V'Mikhtav Elokim Uchoros Aluchos, and then Moshe Rabbeinu comes close to the Machne and he beholds the Chet HaEgel, the Mecholos, then at that point the miracle terminates, the Osios leave, fly out of the Luchos are therefore very heavy, and we should know V'yicharaf Moshe V'yashlech Miyodov Es Aluchos V'yishaber Al Som Tachas Ahor. This will shed a new light on Chorus al Luchos, al Tikri Chorus, El Cherus min Agolius, Cherus min Alchamovis, Cherus min Yisurim. When Moshe comes down from the mountain with the Shnei Luchos in his hands, this Mila, this unique feature of the Luchos Rishonos, is connected to what it says in the Pasuk before, in Luchos Ksuvim Mishnei Avraham, which is a remnant for the Mem and the Samach of the Luchos, Shevenes Hayu Omdim. How is the Ness of the Mem and the Samach a Hakdama, so to speak, an introduction to explain to explain the Charis Haleluchos and why these two letters specifically, the Mem and the Samach and the Mem, are chosen and singled out for this tremendous miracle, this supernatural miracle of Yamdu Beluchos Rishon Benes. And we want to base ourselves on the Gemara in Sukkah, on Daftan Nun Beis, Liyosid Lovo. We want to introduce the Shalah in Parashas Chayisara based on the Zohar and Midrashim that the name of the Yetzer Hara is Samael. The first two letters are Samach and Mem, that's Mitzad the Tumo. And the second two letters are Aleph, Lam, and Mitzad HaKedusha. The Yetzer Hara gets its chius, its life force, from the Aleph, Lam. And Liyosid Lovo, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Yetzara. He's going to take out the shame Aleph Lamed, so that there's no yinika, there's no nourishment for the Samach Mem of Samuel. And that's going to be Mavato, the Chius, the life force of the two Osios of Samach Mem. And the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, who Satan, who Yetzara, who Malach HaMoves. And the Gemara explains, Yoredu Masa, Ola Umarkis, Notel Rishus, Venotel Neshama. Rashi explains at the beginning, Yored, he comes down, Lahatos Sabrios, right, to sort of confuse the people. Then he's called a Yetzara. Then he goes up to be Makatreg, he's the prosecutor up in the heavenly courts, he's called the Satan. He's Mastin, meaning he sends out a bad reputation about a description of the people of Israel. Then he gets Rishus to go down from heaven to kill the Chote. He's Yorid Neshama, Yorid Menotel Neshama. He's called the Malach HaMavis. So it's all the same entity, the same being. The Yetzara seduces man to violate an Avera. He uses his two letters, Samach Mem, which are the Yetzer Hara Shebo. Then he becomes a Satan. He goes up to the heavenly courts, L'Shamayim L'Malo. He's Makatreg on man. The prosecution is again from the power of these two letters. And then he becomes the Malach HaMavis. He comes down to kill man with these two letters, Bebechina Sam. Sam meaning a drug, HaMavis, a toxic Sam that could kill a person. And we begin to understand that if we want to overcome the Yetzer Hara, we have to be Mevatel, we have to somehow negate its unique power from the name of God, Kel. And that's going to happen ultimately when HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of days will shech the Yetzer Hara. But how do we today, let's say in our context, before Hashem does this work at the time of the ultimate redemption, how do we go about cutting off the yinika, the Aleph Lamed, from the Samach Mem? And if we look at the Rebbe Lezer Milizhinsk, the Noam Elimelech, in a book that he wrote on Parshas Vayishlach, Orech Latzadik, he writes that the Eitzah, the counsel, the advice for terminating the yinika of the Samach Mem from the name Aleph Lamed is to convert the Mem, which is a Mem Psucha at the beginning of a letter in the name of Samuel, to a Mem Stuma. In other words, as long as the Mem of Samuel is Psucha, it means Samuel. The Samach is at, and then the Mem is at the beginning of the word, and it continues to the end of the word. So the whole word is Samuel. And the Samach Mem at the beginning of the word of the name has a yinika from the Aleph Lamed at the end. But if we convert the Mem from a Mem Psucha to a Mem Stuma, then basically it takes the Samach Mem and terminates it. The Mem now becomes a Mem Stuma. It's like a barrier. And it can no longer attach itself and draw its sustenance from the Aleph Lamed at the end of the word Asamoel. And the Rebbe Elimelech explains, how do we make the Mem Psucha into a Mem Stuma? If you take a look at the Mem Stuma, it looks like it's closed on all sides with a oneness, a what we would call Miksha Achas, like we saw by Zov, Tahor, that pure gold is Miksha Achas, it has no impurities in it. This is an allusion to the fact that Klal Yisro, when they're Be'achdus, when they're together as Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, as Miksha Achas, that's the Mem. The Mem is a symbolic vision or representation in pictorial terms of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael as they link up to form the Mem Stuma. The Mem Sucha, on the other hand, is sort of broken, and it represents conceptually Pirud, Sedek, splitting up, disunity. Chas v'shalom Pirud b'Klal Yisrael. There's no Achdus in Klal Yisrael. So when there's Achdus in Klal Yisrael, that causes a Mida Keneged Mida to close the Mem Psucha in the name of the Yetzer Samael and replace the Mem Psucha with the Mem Stuma, which is a remez for Achdus. And that's going to cause the name of the Yetzer Hara to be closed, meaning the Samach Mem will be cut off, so to speak, from the Aleph Lamed, and with that separation or alienation of the Samach Mem from the Aleph Lamed, the Yetzer Hara loses its chiyus. But Chas v'Shalom, if there's no Achdus in Klal Yisrael, if there's Pirud, if there's Machlokes, then Mida Kereged Mida, instead of the Mem Stuma, which is indicative of Achdus, the Mem is a Mem Psucha, which has this opening, and it's cut, and it's split. That's the Pirud. And then the two letters of Samoel, Samach Mem, now link up with the end of the word, the end of the name, the Aleph Lamed, and now Samoel has power to work and do all the terrible things that we described before. And if this be the case, then we can begin to understand the Medrash about Yaakov Avinu that says, in the Medrash says, Kinuso v'kinus banav, Hitzilo miad Esav. Yaakov Avinu was protected, was saved from Esav, who's the Samoel, in the merit of the Achdus of Yaakov and the Yud Beis Shvatim, because as a result of this unity, the Mem Psucha of Samoel turned into a Mem Stuma. And if it's a Mem Stuma, then it can no longer receive Yanika and sustenance from the Aleph Lamed. So if we add together the Shalot, together with Rabbi Lazimir, the Lozhinska, Rabbi Elimelech, adding those two together, we begin to understand that in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shech the Yetzer Hara, and that's what the Gemara establishes in Masechta Sukkah and Beis, and it'll be Mavatel the Yanika from the name Aleph Lamed. He's going to convert the Mem Psucha in the name of Samoel into a Mem Stuma, and now the two letters become Sam with a Mem Stuma, and that's Mevatel Yanika and the Chiyus from the letters Aleph Lamed. And we begin to understand that our sugya of my dechsiv charas al luchos ilmoi lo nishbu al luchos rishos shachim Torah Yisrael. If we had the luchos rishonos, there would be no forgetting of Torah. And let's understand this based on the Gemara, the famous Gemara we've quoted many times in Chagiga Daf Tes, interpreting the beginning of the pasuk in Malachi. Tzadik l'rasha. Oved Elokim Asher Lo Avado. And what's the difference between Oved Elokim and Asher Lo Avado? The Oved Elokim reviews his lesson 101 times. He's not satisfied with 100 times. He's shown a Pirko Me'apam V'Achas. And the Ari explains the reason for this is because if he reviews his lesson Kuf Aleph Pa'amim, as long as it's only 100 Pa'amim, then the Sara Shikha, who is represented by Mem Samach, which is the number 100, has a method, has a way of getting to a person. And even though he reviewed his lessons 100 times, which is pretty impressive, but nevertheless, the Sar Shikha still has power over him. And his name, the Sar Shikha, is Mem Samach, like a tax, Mem Samach, Mas. For example, in this week's parasha, it says, Vayiten al panav masveh. In other words, the klipa wants to make a hefsek upstairs, and that's the masveh, which is a hefsek. And that applies to someone who reviews his lesson 100 times, Kiminyan Mem Samach, which is Shichacha. But if he adds it another time, and he gets up to 101, he's able to overcome the Mem Samach, and Enol Sholot Bel Shichacha, he's not subject to Shichacha. And now we can begin to understand why the name of the Sara Shikha is Mem Samach with a Mem Psucha, because the Mem Psucha indicates the connection between Sam and El in the name Samael, which means drawing the nourishment from the Aleph Lamed. But if the first set of Luchos would not have been destroyed, if those letters that were omed in Bines, meaning all the letters of Samach and Mem, wouldn't have flown away from the Luchos, they would be able to stop the Samoil, the influence of Samoil. Because again, we're talking about Mem Stumos that were omed in Bines. And the Samach Mem would form a wedge and a barrier in terms of the Yetzer Hara, the Samael, preventing it from gaining the nourishment of the Aleph Lamed. That would be the Samach Mem of a Mem Stuma. And that would completely neutralize and defeat the Sara Shikha, and the Torah wouldn't have been forgotten from Israel. And this, I think, will shed a light on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Darshan's Apostle in Yeshayahu HaNavi. In Yeshayahu HaNavi, there's a strange mem in a pasuk in Perek Tes, pasuk Vav, Lemarbe HaMishra uLeshalom Ein Ketz, and the mem of Marbe, even though it's in the middle of a word, is written as a mem stuma. And the Gemara Darshan says, Ma kol mem shebeem tzitev pasuaf is as sasuv, bikei shakarish baruch lasos kuskiyo Mashiach. Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Sosem Tzoroseyan Shal Yisrael, and he wanted to appoint Chizkiyo as Mashiach. And this is the Mem Stuma of Lamarbe. Rabbeinu Bechayim Parshas Vayechi says that here we find the Mem Stuma in the middle of a letter, Lamarbe. We find, on the other hand, the Mem Psucha at the end of a letter in Nehemiah Perek Beis. It says, "Hey, Shever Bechomus Yushalayim Asher Haim." Haim is written Hey Mem with a Mem Psucha at the end of the word. Haim should be a Mem Stuma, but here it has a Mem Psucha Prutzim. It says Rabbein Bechai, based on the Medrash, V'yomer Medrash Sheba HaRemez Kasha Yistimu Chomos Yushalayim Shehem Ata Psuchim Uprutzim Bismana Golus Oz Tiftach HaMishra Sheistuma. So whereas Nehemiah is describing the current situation, the Mem Psucha, the Hey Mem of Haim with a Mem Psucha at the end of the word as Prutzim, the Nevuah of Yeshaya describing the end of days the time of Mashiach is called Lemarbe, where the mem became a mem stuma in the middle of a word. And this is meant to call our attention to the fact that all the psuchos and the prutzos, the pirzos of Golus will be covered and will be closed up in a mem stuma. In other words, in Golus, the Chomos Yerushalayim are prutzos. And that's because, perhaps, of the hatred, the base, useless hatred, the sinas chinam, that caused the destruction of the Mikdash. And that creates a pirza in the Os Mem, and instead of being a Mem Stuma, becomes a Mem Psucha, representing the Tzedek and the disunity of the people of Israel. But ultimately, Kasher, when Yistimu Chomos Yushalayim, when there'll be Shalom in Klal Yisrael, there'll be unity and peace amongst the brothers, then instead of the Mem Psucha, which represents Churban and Pirtza and Tzedek, there'll be a Mem Stuma Lemirba Mishra, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula. And let's take a look now at the word machlokes. If you take a look at the word machlokes, the mem is a mem psucha. If you take a look at the word shalom, has a mem at the end of the word, that's a mem stuma. And the shalom and the achdus will take the mem of machlokes and will be sosing the mem of machlokes, make it into a mem stuma, and that will cut off the unique of sam from the name Kel. And that's the difference between the word maves, where the mem is a mem sucha, the word chayim, where the mem at the end of the letter, at the end of the word is stuma, because as long as the mem is psucha, then there's chas shom koach to the samael to become the malach hamaves. But when it's nistam, and when the mem stuma replaces the mem psucha, then the sam has no possibility of being yonek from the Aleph Lamed, because the mem of Sam now becomes a mem stuma, and as a result we're left with the mem of Chaim, of life, which is the mem stuma at the end of the word Chaim. And therefore, the letter mem in the name Samuel, which is psucha, is representative of Ribui Machlokas Benom L'Chavero, which as a result of Chas V'Shalom, the Koach of receiving the Anika from the Aleph Lamed, the Sam, the Samach Mem, could be a Sama Moves. But if there'll be Achdus, there'll be Shalom, Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, and we are able to transform the Mem Sucha of Machlokas into a Mem Stum of Shalom, then the Anika of the Sam from Kel will be completely terminated. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle in the Luchos Rishonos, in which the Mem and the Samach were B'nes HaYu Omdim. And again, we're talking again, let's emphasize, about a Mem Stuma. And in the Parashat Maimon Har Sinai, in Parashat Yisro, it says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Keneged Ahar, Rashi says the name of the Chilta, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, Aval Shar Kol Chanios B'Taromes U'B'Machlokas. In other words, and Maimon Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael reached the level of Achdus, the Mem Stuma. And therefore, the Mem is B'Nes HaYu Omdim. As a result of this power of unity, of Achdus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the first set of Luchos, and the two Otsios of Samach and Mem Stuma, Omdu Shom B'Nes. As a result of the Kedusha, they became the name of the Eitz Hara, the two letters Samach Mem, and the Samach Mem was no longer able to be Mekabel Yenika from the last two letters of Aleph Lamed. And that's how Klal Yisrael achieved Cherus. Cherus means freedom from the Eitz Hara, from the Malach HaMoves, from all the Golios, because the shorish, the root of all the tzaros of Klal Yisrael, is the Tzaro Shel Esav, which is Samuel, who gets his yinika from the last two letters, Aleph Lamed. But in our Sinai, that Klal Yisrael over Yichen Sham, Biish Kishechad Belevechad, with Achdus, they were Mevatel the Koach of the Yetzahara. And as a result of the sanctity of the first set of Luchos, where the letters Samach and Mem Stuma were Omdos Benes, this was the defeat of Samuel, the defeat of death. This was the Charis al Luchos, al Tikri Charis al Cherus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka reveals the unique features of the Luchos Rishonos when Moshe comes down from the mountain with the two Luchos in his hand to notify us, to teach us the reason why Moshe destroys the Luchos, because the Osios that represented the special Milos and unique features of the Luchos Rishonos were Poreach Ba'avir, Vayifen, Vayered, Moshe, Minahar, Vishne Luchos, Eidus, Piyado, Luchos, Ksuvim, Mishne, Avram, Mizel, Mizel, Ksuvim. The Ksav of the Luchos would penetrate through and through from both sides, and therefore we would expect that the Mem would not be able to survive, and the Samach also, but there was a great miracle, and despite the Me'evra, Lizeh, Zeh, these two Osios, the Mem, Stum, and the Samach, were able to be omdos bines. The pasuk indicates the purpose of all this. It says, "Valuchos ma'ase lokim hema, va'michtav michtav lokim u'charis al luchos al tikri charis al cherus." It was cherus from Yetzer Hara, from al hamavis, in the schus of these two osios of samach mem stuma shahi baluchos bines, so omdos baluchos bines. And then the name of the Yetzer Hara became these two letters, Sam, cut off, as it were, from the Aleph Lamed because of the Mem Stuma, and they were not able to receive Yenika from the Aleph Lamed. But again, all this is before the Chet HaEgel, when there was Achdus. But when they served the Egel, they followed the Atzas Hara of the Erev Rav, and there was what we call a preda, nifridu mina achdus. There was a disunity amongst Klal Yisrael. Now, perhaps we could say that there was a separation between Klal Yisrael and Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, as you know, did not participate at all in the Chet HaEgel, and as a result, they killed Chur, who didn't want to comply with their request and their demand to make an egel. And at that moment in time, the Ness of Mem Samach, of the Luchos, terminated. And the letters of the Mem and the Samach, Parchu Mehem. And now we have, instead of a Mem Stuma, we have a Mem Psucha. Now the Yetzer Hara goes back to receiving its nourishment from the Aleph Lamed, and the Yetzer Hara now is pushing for Golus, is pushing for Misa, and that's what it means. Once the Memim and the Samachs were Poreach, they represent, as we said at the outset, the thousand lights of the Luchos. Vayichar Af Moshe Vayashleich Miyadovus HaLuchos Vishavro Somtach HaSahar. And now Moshe Rabbeinu no longer has the power to carry the Luchos, which miraculously would carry themselves as long as they represented, reflected the Elef Oros. But now after Chet HaEgel, there's no way that Moshe can carry the Luchos. And so he drops them. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh opens up the Mishnah at the very beginning of Shas, of Torah Shebaal Peh, with the Mem Psucha, May Amasai Koranishma be Arvin, but he completes the Torah with a Mem Stuma when it says Lo Motzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Baruch Hu Yisrael Hashalom Shenema Hashem Ozi Amo Yitain Hashem Yirechas Amo Vashalom, and the word Shalom ends with a Mem Stuma, And the Tosus Yontif at the end of Mishnayis explains why Rabbeinu HaKadosh completes the Mishnayis with this Maimar about the climax of Bracha Yisrael. And he says, Bola Hamtik Uli Orer Halavavos Shafal Pisha Mishnayis Muleim Mimachlokes Mimachlokos Shahoyu Behen Beina Chachomim Is Penyala Liv Kimachlokosim Hoysim Arivo Matzo Lochen Oz HaTorah Kli Mali Bracha Birchas Hashem Wa Shalom Ein Bo Shemitz Riv V'chiluk levavos. And as the Gemara darshens in Kiddushin Daf Lamin on the Pasuk in Tillim, Ki Yedabru Esayveim Is Nirim Ka'ovim Menasim Oavim Ubadi Shekenu Layaminim Layaminim Ba V'lomdim Lishma Lo Lisyaser O Lisgadel Bifnei Acherim. In other words, the Eisek HaTorah is a tremendous school for Shalom Bein Talmidei Chachamim. As the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Lo Yevoshu Ki Yedabru Es Oivim Bishar Mayes Oivim Bishar Om Rabbi Chiyo Bar Abba Afilu Ha'avu B'no Rava Talmidei Shauskim B'Torah Bishar Echo Nasim Oivim Bezetze Meinim Zozim Misham Asher Nasim Oivim Zetze. They begin the process as fighters, but they end as lovers. And that's what it means, Talmidei Chacham Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in his infinite wisdom, he opens up the Torah Shebaal Peh with a Mem Psucha, Mem Asaykor Nishma V'Yarvin, and he ends the Torah, the Mishnayis, with a Mem Stuma Hashem Ozi Amo Yitein Hashem Yirechis Amo V'Shalom, as a remez that in the Schus of Eisek HaTorah will begin perhaps with a Mem Psucha, because Nasim Oivim Zebazeh, but the Torah itself in the Eisek Ba is going to generate Achdus and love and Shalom and peace. The peace of Vayichen Shom Yisrael Kishecha B'Lev Echad. And in that way, the Mem that we started with at the beginning of Shas becomes transformed into a Mem Stuma in the word Shalom. And that's Mavatel, the Koch Yetzer Hara, because the Samach Mem, once you convert the Mem into a Mem Stuma, can no longer draw from the Aleph Lamed at the end of the word. It has no unique, and therefore it's completely powerless. And this is what Shas ends with, the statement of Reb Shimon ben Chalafel, Motzei Kadosh Baruch Hu Klimaxik Brach Lisol Shalom. And it means that Chesed, which is called and described in Tehillim as Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. In other words, the name Kel is the mischased, is a personification of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the creatures, with his creations, in which he's mashpia, he bestows upon them the midah tuva, the great benevolence. But as a result of the avonos, the sins of man, the etzahar is able to nourish itself from the kale. And that's indicated or symbolized by the name Samael. And this is the gorim that the Samach Mem Chas V'Shalom will, so to speak, steal away the Shefa, the wonderful Chesed that's coming down from Shemayim for Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Eitzah, to be Mevatel, the Eitzah Ra, and it's Yanika from Kel, is to be Osek B'Torah, which is always the tavlin, the antidote to the Yetzer Hara. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Barasi, Yetzer Hara, Barasi, Lo Torah Tavlin. Lo Motzei Kadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha Yisrael. The Bracha will remain with Klal Yisrael. And the Samach Mem will not be able to usurp the Shefa of Ela HaShalom, that through Shalom, as a Kli Machzik Bracha, when the Mem becomes a Mem Stuma, and that means Sam with a Mem Stuma, that no longer can have Yenika from the Aleph Lamed, and therefore the Shefa is Yored Li Yisrael. And now we can begin to understand how the transformation of the Mem Psucha to a Mem Stuma in the name of Yetzer of Samoel is really a reflection, an expression of the Tachlis, the ultimate purpose of giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, that we should observe the Torah as a Choma, as a Betzura. Choma Betzura means a very solid wall that's not penetrable, that doesn't have cracks in it. And we should make sure that the Shmiras HaTorah, like a Choma Betzura, should be Kiddusha, should be Gidrei Kiddusha, so that now we know that the Maisa Sharyasun is that which represents the good that we should be pursuing. Vesamasa Shalot Yasun, Masim, that represent the evil that we have to stay far away from. All this is indicated by the letter Mem. The Mem Stuma is the Betzora, is the Choma, which is closed now from all four sides, to guarantee the getter of Kedusha. And Klal Yisrael go through the Midbar for 40 years with four Degolim, for four Ruchos, like a Mem Stuma. Because the Choma Betzura of the Degolim being Shomer al Yisrael is the Mem Stuma, without any Pirtos. And the Derech of the Yetzer Hara is to be Mafates Yisrael, to seduce the people and allure them. Lifrotz es chomes hakedusha. As the Pasuk says in Koheles, Uporeitz gedr yishachenu nochash. Or the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Bo ba pritzim v'chaluha. When the Pritzim are able to make these cracks in the Choma of sanctity of the Mem Stuma, they are able to transform the Mem Stuma and Mem Psucha. That's a Choma Prutz, as we said before, the Mem is open. And this is all a result of dedicating oneself to earthly pleasures, hedonistic pleasures, instead of Inyoni Shamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He gave us the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was up on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, teaches that the ultimate tachlis of giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael is to set up this Choma Betzura that's closed on all sides, that will protect Klal Yisrael like a Mem Stuma, which is the number 40, representing the 40 days of Moshe on Har Sinai. And the Torah tells us that a Chote is punished with 40 lashes. The Onesh is because he was poreitz the Choma, the Kedusha of the Mem, and therefore he deserves the 40 lashes. And we begin to understand why Rabbeinu HaKadosh opens up the Mishnah, Torah Shebaal Peh, with a Mem Psucha, Me'ema Saikornes Shema Bi'arvin, and he completes it with a Mem Stuma, Hashem Yivarech Esamo Bashalom. This is meant to teach us that the ultimate agenda, the ultimate tachlis of Nesinas HaTorah in 40 days is to be metaken the Esek HaTorah, through the Esek HaTorah, the Pirtza, these cracks, these openings in the Chomos HaKedusha of these Pirtzos that are reflected in the name, in the Mem Psucha, to close them on all sides as a Kedusha that's insulated on all sides with a Mem Stuma, and in that schus to be so same, the Chomas Yushalayim HaPrutzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about the day when we will see the Kiyum of Nevuas Yishayahu HaNavi, to be so same, the Chomas Yushalayim HaPrutza, and that will mean, that will be the harbinger for the Gula Shlema, v'mheirav Yomenu, Amen.